Welcome to Medicare and More with Jim Gary, brought to you by Silver Sherpa Inc. Just like a Sherpa guides climbers up the mountain, Jim is here to be your trusted guide up Mount Medicare. With years of experience and a heart for helping people, Jim makes the confusing world of Medicare simple and clear. Each week, we'll bring you tips, insights, and answers to your questions so you can make confident decisions about your health care. Now it's Medicare and More with your host, Scott Whatley, and your guide up Mount Medicare, Jim Gary.
Welcome to Medicare and More. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us. Hey, we're here every week at this time with your guide up Mount Medicare. That is Jim Gary. The name of the company is Silver Sherpa Inc. The website, Sherpa123.com, and the phone number, 303-865-5534. And with that, we'll welcome the man himself, Mr. Jim Gary.
Hey, Scott.
What's going on?
Great to see you, man.
Good to see you. Good to see you. You know, I was laughing with some friends this last weekend. I was playing some golf with and everything, and we were all just talking about, and they honestly said, we can't believe you're 68. Yeah, I said, well, I can't either. But anyway, no. But, man, it does sneak up on you, doesn't it?
It does.
Just age. Yeah. I mean, you're 64, right?
64, yeah.
All right. So it is crazy when you look back, because when I was growing up, I don't know, it seems like, and I'll just say guys, people would retire and then 10 years die, you know, or 7 years die.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, people are living 30 years past retirement.
No, in fact, we're not going to talk about long-term care today, but it triggers the thought. A lot of the long-term care insurance companies got out of the business because they didn't anticipate the longevity post-retirement, and people lived a lot longer than they expected, and they're having trouble, you know, paying their bills, long-term care, for exactly that reason. Yeah, longevity. And the problem with longevity for most people is that it's not quality, it's quantity of life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know.
Yeah, right.
You're right. Well, if this is your first time to join us, welcome. We're here every week at this time with Jim, covering all things Medicare, and yes, like the name of the show, and more. Sometimes that covers some insurance. Sometimes that talks about our Lord. But Medicare and More, we're here every week, and we are glad you are with us. Jim, we say independent broker. We say that a lot.
Yep.
We've never really broken down kind of what that term means, maybe from, quote, a legal standpoint of an insurance broker, and then what the advantages are. So let's kind of spend some time and work through really who you are and the way your business is set up.
Sure. So a broker, let's take the word Medicare away from it. Just use the word broker. A broker in general terminology is someone who represents multiple companies. So it's my belief. Now, I don't do auto insurance. I don't do homeowners insurance. But if I did, I would be a broker, because a broker would mean I have access to multiple insurance companies. I'm not just quoting you one company and one plan. It's no different on the health insurance side. When you sell health insurance, and Medicare comes under health insurance, you can be what's called a captive agent or a career agent. And that's a synonymous term, captive career. If you're captive/career, it means you were hired by one insurance company, call it United Healthcare. You are employed by United Healthcare, and you can only sell one insurance company, United Healthcare. That's what a captive/career agent is. They're captive to the one company. Now, United Healthcare is a wonderful insurance company. They're one of the companies I am appointed with to offer, but what separates me from the United Healthcare captive agent is, in addition to United Healthcare, I can talk about and sell Humana, Aetna, Cigna, now HealthSpring. By the way, Cigna changed their name to HealthSpring. Devoted, Select Health, Mutual of Omaha. I can keep going and going and going with the 30 different companies I'm appointed with. So there's a marketplace of insurance companies. When you work with the right broker, they have contracts with most or all of those companies. So you don't have to make 30 phone calls to 30 captive agents to figure out which is the best plan. Because when you call, as an example, Scott, United Healthcare, who do you think they're going to say is the best company?
Mm-hmm.
UnitedHealthcare.
Yeah, UnitedHealthcare,
right?
Sure.
If you call Mutual of Omaha, they're going to say they're the best. If you call Humana, they're the best. And they believe that because that's their employer who's signing their check.
And sometimes they'll say, this is the best program out there.
Yes.
Well, it is for them.
That's right.
But it doesn't mean necessarily out there.
Right. In the Medicare space, as an example, UnitedHealthcare offers, I think, 7 plans this year in Metro Denver. So from their perspective, they have 7 plans. They're going to say, it's the best plan we have.
Mm-hmm.
That means of the 7 they offer, it doesn't mean of the 70 available in Metro Denver this year, right? It's a big difference. I can quote when I say it's the best plan, or if in your situation, I find it to be, I don't use the word best a lot, the most suitable plan for your lifestyle. I'm comparing it to 70 plans that I can offer you.
Mm-hmm.
That UnitedHealthcare representative, number one, can only offer you the 7. Number two, do you know they're not allowed to even compare their plans to other companies because they're not appointed by those other companies? So their reference frame is strictly just their own company. Same with Humana's employees. So you want a broker, number one. Number two, some brokers only have contracts with 2 or 3 companies. That's another red flag because they might just get contracted with the 2 biggest ones. United and Humana's number 2 in the market. So they get the 2 biggest, gives them access to more than just being a captive audience, and it gives them the right to say they're a broker, but they're not the broker you want to deal with. You want to deal with a broker that truly is shopping the entire market and is able to compare virtually all of the plans in the marketplace. So when they come to you, they're saying, I recommend these 3 plans for you. I excluded all others based on pre-existing conditions, medications, lifestyle, whatever. So a true broker has access to virtually every plan in the marketplace and is going to make a customized recommendation based on your individual situation.
Right. Now, I think good a time to bring this up as any. Most of the time, if you hear the word broker, the next word that comes is a middleman.
Middleman.
Okay?
Right.
Then the next word comes, more expensive.
Yep.
Because there's a middleman.
Right.
Not true.
Not true. Not true at all. And this is a legal thing, so everyone pay attention, because you're going to say, the broker's just saying that. No, I'm not. So every insurance company, when they're selling their health insurance product or life insurance product, they have to file their rate with the state of Colorado. When they file their rate, it's called a premium. The amount you pay each month is called a premium. When they file their premium that they file has to be offered either by them directly or by a broker. Meaning, legally, when a broker quotes you, they're quoting you the price that the insurance company filed with the state when there's no add-on.
Mm-hmm.
So if I mentioned United before, play it out. Let's say United filed a rate of $192 for their supplement plan G or something. That $192 per month, and if you called United directly and said, I want to work just with you, United, sign me up for that plan G, you get $192 a month. If you call me as a broker who is contracted with United, I'm quoting you the same $192. I can't subtract. I can't add. United can't add or subtract. United can't discount. They can't whisper in your ear and say, you know, if you come straight to us, instead of paying $192, we'll give it to you for $182. They can't. Whatever rate they filed, that's the rate you're going to pay whether you go to a broker or direct.
Okay.
Translated, why do you want to go directly to any insurance company when all they can do is sell their product? When you can go to a broker who has the whole, well, the right broker,
sure,
the Sherpa broker, who has virtually every product at their disposal and can shop all of them and give you the same price as going direct to the insurance company.
Right. And you do all that work because your commission, and you're transparent about this,
yep,
your commission comes from the insurance company.
Yep.
So it's absolutely a cost to me as your client.
100%. So again, I'm quoting you the same price as the insurance company, and I'm not then turning around and saying, oh, by the way, my time is valuable. I'm going to charge you for my time. I'm not allowed to do that. Medicare doesn't allow that. So you're going to get my expertise free of charge, completely free of charge. And there's no gimmick, there's no small print, there's no asterisk saying, oh, not really free. No, it's the same price you're getting from the company, and I'm not charging you for my time and expertise. I'm not allowed to.
Right.
Yeah.
Once again, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Medicare and More with Jim Gary. All right. When we talk about being able to represent all those, and then how do you go about, what are the type of questions that you get from the client to figure out which plan to kind of put them with, and then whether to go, and we'll let you break down Medicare Advantage and Original Medicare here in a second, but how do you, what all goes into that?
Okay, so Silver Sherpa insurance is different than 99% of others. Not all of them. I've run into some competitors who are very ethical in the way they approach business and truly do what we do, which is this. They're commission agnostic. Commissions don't matter to them. They have to live on commissions, but they're not recommending plans based on commissions. What do I mean by that? What most people don't know is that the Medicare Advantage plans, the Part C of Medicare, which is Advantage, they pay, on average, twice as much commission as a Medicare supplement plan or a Medigap policy.
Okay.
Twice as much. Moreover, when you enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, not only is the broker getting paid more money, but that's a lifetime renewal. So as long as you remain in that broker's quote-unquote book of business, they continue to get paid until either the broker retires or you pass away, one or the other.
Right.
Literally, lifetime commissions. On the supplement plan, Medigap, not only are you making less as a broker to begin with, about half, you're only getting paid for 6 years on that policy. 6 years. After year six, it goes down to 0% on most companies. So when a broker is looking at a business plan for their own business, they're saying, do I want to sell a plan that pays more to begin with and pays for life, or one that pays half as much and only pays for 6 years, right?
Yeah.
Most brokers are in this for the long term. I am too, but not at the expense of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is, it doesn't mean I don't sell Advantage plans. I do. Half of my clients have Advantage plans. Half have Medicare supplement. But none of those decisions were based on commissions, because I told people up front what the commissions look like.
Right.
And I tend to over-dramatize the Medicare Advantage plan, because I want to make sure they understand that I get paid twice as much, and I never want them to say to me in the future, you know, you sold me a plan that paid you twice as much. I don't think you shot straight. So I tend to stress the negatives of Advantage plans more than most brokers do, because I want to make sure you understand that while these plans are good, and good for many people, they're not the right plan for everyone. And if I feel you're one of the people that the Advantage plan is going to ultimately not do a good job for, I know that day one, I'm going to tell you why I feel that way, and I'm going to be very, very upfront about it. And most brokers are not going to do that, because what you're really saying to this person is, I'm recommending a policy for you that over the years is going to pay me thousands of dollars less than a Medicare Advantage plan. So you better believe if I'm recommending a plan that's going to make that kind of an economic impact on me, that much less money, I believe it down deep.
Sure.
Right? Why would I do it otherwise?
Right.
Right? So
absolutely.
So when I'm talking to someone, what I need to learn about is their lifestyle. Your lifestyle is going to dictate to me whether I should be offering you Advantage and supplement, letting you kind of make the choice, or whether I should be very strident with you and saying, if I were you, I would avoid Advantage at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge mistake given your individual situation.
Right. And when we say about using a broker, here's why. I'd be willing to bet you that most of the calls you get and people start kind of telling you what they've been advised by friends, coworkers, because you may bring up, you know, an Advantage plan. Oh, no, I'm told I didn't want that. Or you bring up the other, and they go, no, I want the other.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
It's morning. But before you got here, I had a lady call me, and she said, my name is Sandra. She said, you helped my husband, Joe, right here in Parker, Colorado, a couple of years ago, and I'd like you to help me. And she says, I'm going to save you a lot of time. I'm going to tell you the exact plan I want you to sign me up for. And so she did. And I said, okay, what made you pick that plan? She said, well, I did a bunch of research and this, that. And she went on and on and on and on about all this research she had done. And I said, that plan isn't even offered in Colorado. And if it were, you weren't eligible for it anyway. She says, why not? I said, I know you. I know your husband. You're doing quite well financially. That plan was only for people who have Medicare and Medicaid. You have to be on state Medicaid assistance.
Gotcha.
She said, oh, really? Yeah, I said, yeah, really. She said, well, I didn't read that in any of the material. I said, it was all over the material. They don't use the word Medicaid. They have other words, which is why you're doing the right thing by going to a broker. Because if you try to do something on your own, you're not looking for the right clues. I know why you wanted that plan, because it sold you on all these wonderful benefits. Free groceries, free dental, free vision, free this, free that. Coming out of every possible angle,
right,
everything was free. So, of course, you would want that plan, but only a broker is going to be able to tell you that's not that it's not for you. I'd love to get you all those freebies. That only applies if you have state Medicaid assistance. She says, well, what do I do now? I said, you don't have to waste any more time. You've contacted me. I put the time in to pick the right plan for you. She says, I feel like I just wasted an entire weekend. I said, well, frankly, you did. And I said, if I could, every call I have is recorded. I said, if I could use your, she says, don't you dare use my voice. I said, I won't. But if I could, I would put your voice on my website, because people are always thinking they're saving themselves time by doing all this homework. Mm-hmm. You lost your entire weekend, picked a plan you can't even sign up for.
Wow.
She said, well, what do you recommend? I said, nothing yet. I don't know enough about you. Let me send you a form. You're going to fill out a 5-page document. By the time I get that document back, I'll have very specific recommendations based on your lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, all brokers are not really the same. And by this, I mean, by that statement, I mean this. Some may be licensed in different ways, correct? So even some that we may get mailers from or see they're doing some kind of steak dinner for somebody, they could not even be offering everything that you do, correct?
True. So you'll find that like any self-employed, we're all self-employed. We own our own agencies. So all brokers have a business model. Some brokers say to themselves, I'm only going to offer Medicare supplement plans, the ones that pay less commission, for only 6 years, because if I try to introduce Part D drug coverage or Part C Advantage plans in, it requires 8 times as much annual training, and it does. There's a tremendous amount of training because the C and D plans are much more tightly regulated than the supplement plans. Mm. So a lot of brokers make the business decision, I'm not messing around with C and D, I'm just doing supplement, even though it pays less. Number two, the supplement plans, the Medigap plans, tend to attract a higher net worth individual because they have a premium. They're not free like the Advantage. So a lot of brokers are looking at the supplement plan as a gateway product into higher commission products like long-term care, annuities, things like that. So that's the other reason they're leaving the Advantage plan out of their mix. Now, that's a legitimate business model. Legitimate. Nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
As long as the broker tells you up front as a prospect, I have made a business decision not to sell Medicare Advantage plans and not to sell Medicare Part D plans. I only do supplements. So if you're just, if you've done the homework already and you know you want a supplement, I'm your guy. But if you're not sure what you want yet, you really should go to a broker who offers Advantage, drug, and supplement plans so you can get a proper comparison done. Okay. Flip side, there are some brokers who just do the Advantage plans. They do not do supplement plans because the Advantage plans pay twice as much commission.
Right.
Right? So they're saying to themselves, I want to do this long term. I want to make as much money as I can for as long as I can. The Advantage is for me. Again, that's a fair business model. You made your decision to do that, but you should educate your consumer when you're sitting down with them. I only do Advantage plans. So if you're looking to have a comparison done, supplement versus Advantage, you want to go to someone that does everything.
Yep.
The best question you should ask a potential broker is, do you offer Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D, and supplement plans? When they say yes, say, how many clients do you have? And I'd give you the answer. I'm approaching 1,000 clients. 4 years I've been open, I'm approaching 1,000 clients. Okay, what percentage of your clients have Advantage plans? 50%. What percentage have supplement plans? 50%. Now, it might be 48, 52. It's right about 50-50. My point is this. Most brokers are going to tell you they're 85-15, 90-10 towards Advantage because of the commission bias that they have. Some, if you back them into a corner, give me a percentage, they're going to tell you 100%. So I don't do any Advantage. That's how you force it out of them. What percentage have Advantage versus supplement? That'll tell you everything you need to know about truly how unbiased they are. Because if they're not close to 50-50, they're probably not, they probably have ulterior biases.
Right. You're listening to Medicare and More. Once again, the phone number for Jim is 303-865-5534. You can check out their website at Sherpa123.com. All right, you mentioned prescriptions there and the medications. So why is that so important when you're comparing the Part D and the Medicare Advantage plans?
Well, this is huge. So it's important for a lot of reasons, but the biggest single reason today is the Medicare prescription drug companies, most of them, and probably by the time this goes live on the air, all of them will fall into this category, they stopped paying commissions on their drug plans. So when they stopped paying commissions, most brokers stopped selling drug plans.
Yeah, because they ain't making
any. They're not making any money on them. So we didn't. We made a business decision whether we get paid a commission or not on a product. If you're going to trust us on your Medicare journey, we'll take the good with the bad. We'll take the commissionable products, but we're also going to help you with your Part D drug plan, even though it doesn't pay us anything. And the reason we made that decision, yeah, we're good guys, we're ethical, all those things, but it goes beyond that. It's that the Part D drug coverage, to answer your question, now, obviously, if you're taking two generic drugs and you take no drugs, you don't need expert advice yet. You really don't. There's a couple plans in the market, as of the time of this recording, that have no premium. You could sign up for the zero premium plan and not lose any sleep over it. But most people have more than just a couple generics. They're taking some brand names. They're taking some drugs that have specific requirements. And if you sign up for the wrong drug coverage, that single decision you made could cost you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars annually in drug pricing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exaggerating. We have a case study this year where a client called us after they worked with a broker who did not sell Part D drug coverage and just gave them bad advice. And as a result of that bad advice, they ended up paying $27,000 for their prescription and because the broker told them, don't worry about which plan you sign up for. There's a $2,100 max out of pocket. So the most you're going to pay is $2,100. What are you worried about? Just sign up for the cheapest plan. You have an expensive drug, you'll be capped out. That's not true. There's rules that apply to the max out-of-pocket. And by the way, the max out-of-pocket's going up to $2,400 in calendar year 2027. So if this show airs in 2027, the max is $2,400. But not everyone is capped at $2,400. You have to know what drugs you're taking. Are they on the formulary of your plan? Where are you buying them to make sure that the rules apply to you on the $2,400? That's why we decided we have to help people with Part D coverage. Because what good is it if we just sign them up for the commissionable plans and they end up getting screwed on Part D coverage? Ultimately, they're going to come back to us and say, I understand you didn't get a commission on that, but do you realize as a result of not helping me, I ended up paying $27,000 for a drug that I could have only paid $2,400 for because it fell into the max out of pocket.
Wow.
So absolutely, Part D coverage is huge. If your broker refuses to help you with Part D coverage, find yourself a Sherpa, not a broker.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Most of us, we're used to, if we're buying just normal health insurance, we're trying to find out, hey, is our doctor and hospital and network and specialist and all that kind of stuff. Why is that important in the Medicare world, or how does that play into it with Medicare?
So it's important. It's more important on Medicare Advantage than it is on Medicare Supplement. So let's start with the easier of the two, the Medicare Supplement. When you're on a Medicare Supplement plan, which are called Medigap plans, And you'll know you're on a Medigap plan or your friend is that's talking to you because they use a letter to tell you about their plan. I have an F, like free plan. No, it's not free. F like Frank plan. I have a G like George plan, an N like Nancy. If the plan has a letter to distinguish it, it means it's a Medigap plan. When you're on a Medigap plan, it's a secondary policy. That's why they call it supplement. It supplements Medicare, which means Medicare is primary, which means your medical network is Medicare, the federal government. 98% of doctors and hospitals across the country accept Medicare. So when you get a supplemental Medigap plan, you can go to 98% of doctors across the country, virtually every single doctor in the country. You don't have to worry about referrals. You don't have to worry about prior authorizations. 98% of the time, you don't have to worry about, does my doctor accept Medicare? Because they do. That's how easy a supplement is. An Advantage plan, by definition, is a managed care plan. Most of them are HMOs. The PPOs are going away.
Right.
Most of them are HMO plans, which means you're darn tooted. You're darn tooted. What's the right word? Darn tooting? Darn tooted?
Darn. Now, in Texas, we'd say darn tooting.
Darn tooting. That's what I'm looking for. The Lone Star Man comes through again for me. All right. You're darn tooting. You're darn. I'm from Jersey originally, so I don't know that language. So darn tooting. You're darn tooting the network matters because on a managed care advantage plan, they're all managed care, your doctors have to be in the network of the plan unless it's a PPO. If it's a PPO, you can go out of network, but two things kick in on the out of network care. One, you'll pay a lot more, usually twice as much for out of network care. But more importantly, if a doctor is out of the network, they are under no obligation to accept your PPO plan. They right. can if they want to, but there's probably a reason they're out of the network to begin with. They don't like the reimbursement rate that the mm-hmm. plan had, so they made a business decision not to take your plan. So PPOs don't solve the problem.
Right.
Which means networks matter when you're on an Advantage plan. They matter a big deal. And sometimes mid-year, the networks blow up. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, sometimes in the middle of the year, you find out of the blue, oh, my doctor just left my network. And that's not a special life-changing event that allows you to change your Advantage plan. You're stuck in your plan the rest of the year until you can change the end of the year.
Wow.
Networks matter on yep. Advantage.
Well, folks, hey, hopefully we've proven to you today why you need to call Silver Sherpa. 303-865-5534. Hey, when you call, be sure and let them know you heard them here on KLZ 560 and Medicare and more, and we'd appreciate that as well. And once again, the website is Sherpa123.com. Jim, our time always goes too quickly.
Was that another 28 minutes
but
or something?
We appreciate
you.
You've
got to be kidding me.
But we're going to pick this up Woo. Next week. We got a few more things we want to go over. Just letting you know, really, what are you getting when you deal with Jim and Silver Sherpa and the team at Silver Sherpa, Inc.? And what you just need to be on the lookout. I promise you, you get that several months before you turn 65, your mailbox is going to be full. We don't want you to fall into a trap where, hey, you could make some mistakes that could be very costly, and that's where we're going to start next week. So thanks for being with us today. Jim, again, thank you, and hope you have a great rest of your day. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.